Aruven News on Friday, the 9th of July 2010. On the microphone, Steffi, in the studio, Jonathan, Yahalom, and Andrea. The weather forecast. Today, the rain takes a break. It's sunny with scattered clouds. For the weekend, more thunderstorms are predicted again. Temperature ranges between 32 degrees during the day and 25 degrees at night. South-southwesterly winds at 20 kilometers per hour. Special film program by the Sri Aurobindo Auditorium in Bharat Nevas. Today at Friday the 9th of July, movies around the birth of Indian cinema will be shown. The first film is Raja Harish Chandra, India's first film. It is 20 minutes long and was made in 1913 by Dada Saheb Phalke, who is called the father of Indian cinema. The historical film will be followed by Harish Chandra's Factory, written and directed by Paresh Mukherjee in 2008. The film is the story of the birth of the Indian film industry, the largest in the world. It is set in the year 1911, the days of British rule. Once in a while, pictures were screened in a tent and were patronized by the foreigners and elite Indians. Nobody knew this medium existed. Then one day, a common man but really enlightened, Dundi Rajpalki, came across such a tent theater accidentally. With the support of his wife and children, he ventured into the unexplored world of motion pictures and made India's first feature film. Harish Chandra's Factory is a fiction, not a documentary, which portrays the amazing journey of the man who set up the Indian film industry in a very light but touching way. The movie starts at 7:45 p.m. sharp at the Bharat Nevas Auditorium. Lego Party on Saturday. Children between 8 to 88 years old who like to play with Lego are invited to a Lego party. It takes place at Eva's and Laszlo's house in the Sharna community from 2 to 5 p.m. And a preview for next week, release of the book Passage on Monday. The book written by Last School is about the forms of free progress education. This is an approach the mother spoke of as a progress guided by the soul and not subjected to habits, conventions and preconceived ideas. The book shows the example of a group of teenage students from Oroville who prepared an art installation named Passage. With this practical example, their growth and development is pointed out. It is a book on an educational journey. Honorable Sri Kapil Sibal, Union Minister of Human Resource Development from the Government of India, will release the book. The ceremony will take place on Monday, the 12th of July at 10 a.m. at the Sri Aurobindo Auditorium in Bharat Nevas. The mother. Satisfaction does not depend on outer circumstances, but on an inner condition. For further information, please contact oroviradio.org.